This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When you try your best to seize the cheese, and your girlfriend gives you an STD, what can you do? You're like these guys, they're dope. To fix you.
It's Coldplay, dude.
You know Coldplay is playing tonight at the Rose Bowl.
What are we doing here?
We're recording a podcast.
Oh. All right.
That was by Tony Patti. Tony Patti says that's a parody of a Coldplay song.
Very well.
Obviously. Don't have any other music to promote, but if you can shout out r/Jake and Amir, that's our subreddit.
What?
And fuckmefinally.com, which is his attempt at a If I Were You transcription website that he built. So this guy made this song, which is great.
This guy has it all.
And then...
He's completely selfless. All of his self-promotion is just us.
He's helpful, and then he's also good at singing and, I guess, songwriting.
And dancing, I assume.
I assume Tony Patti can make a song and a dance out of it. I don't want to make any money off the transcription site. It's just something I started to try to help fans find your bits.
That's really cool.
So, toda to Tony. Would you say Tony can stop? Like all that bullshit now. Like he got what he wanted. His little fucking shout out.
Well, the transcription site sounds like an ongoing project, so you probably wouldn't want to alienate him in any way.
All right. But I feel like it's on autopilot at this point. Tony got his little.
Is it?
Tony got his heroes talking about him for a couple seconds.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, here we go, Tony. Here we go. Are you happy?
They say don't meet your heroes. Also, don't listen to them.
Also, don't meet me specifically. You can meet your heroes. Just don't meet me.
Just Amir's a monster.
Sunday night sesh. Recording this. Gonna turn it around. Upload it right away. Because you've been all over the place.
I've been jet setting a little bit.
I haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah. Did you miss me?
I missed you. Now I gotta kiss you.
Get away from me, man. Hey! He's Frenching me.
You just need the top of my lip. You need my lip into my teeth. You ass.
It was hot.
God. What was it? Oh, yeah. Nantucket and then New York for a wedding?
Yeah.
Jesus. Which part was better? Obviously, you have to rank them.
Oh, interesting. You know, I guess Nantucket is like, it's 7 days worth of like festivities and relaxation and family time.
Yeah.
And wedding is just like all of like the enjoyment of a week long vacation condensed into one night.
Oh, because you were like, I'm having reserved, relaxed, quiet family time. And now it's time with my friends.
Right.
And I'm going to fucking go all out.
The wedding is like, or the... Being in Nantucket is like smoking a joint.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
And being at the wedding is like taking Molly.
Molly.
Just off the fucking walls. I love everybody. Love's in the air.
What's another example of a drug that I do?
Weddings, cocaine.
I tried heroin yesterday.
Right, that's wedding.
What?
That's very wedding.
Yeah.
Actually, that's more Nantucket.
I was arrested.
Okay, that's totally wedding.
And then you were hungover, threw up on an airplane again?
Yeah, I've got to get out of the habit of vomiting on... this time I threw up in the family bathroom at JFK.
Vomiting on an airplane seems nearly impossible. The lavatories are so small.
Oh, it sucks.
You have to straddle the mini.
You can't get on your knees. You wouldn't want to get down on your knees in there anyway, but you really have to just sort of like crouch and
just aim.
Oh man, yeah.
Crouch and aim.
Crouch and pray, because your eyes are shut involuntarily.
And then you flush.
Sort of angle your mouth towards the toilet, but who knows?
You flush the toilet, then you open the door, and there's a little line there, and eyes are watering, and do you give, like, the whole, like, hey.
Crying.
Yeah.
I usually just, like, head down, walk back to my seat, but sometimes I walk out, and I'm like,
yeah,
who's next?
That's really awesome.
You know, like, whatever. Like, yeah. Hey,
we've all been
Jack
there.
And Coke to my seat, sweetheart. I need a little hair of the dog.
Yeah, and it's 7 a.m. and they don't have that stuff yet.
And then I slap a flight attendant's ass.
What do you say?
He punches me in the gut.
Why?
He's like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, because it's illegal for you to say that shit and to talk to him like that and to slap him like
that. Yeah, to slap him on the ass is illegal. I don't even know if it's like totally illegal or if it's just like
it's not like assault.
Well, it is assault.
So but you didn't hurt him. You just made him feel sexually uncomfortable.
Oh, so it's sexual assault.
Yeah, sexual assault.
That's definitely legal then.
All right, cool. All right, glad we got to the bottom of that.
I'm not allowed to fly anymore.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
I actually had a pretty chill week too. Thank you for asking.
I was going to save it for the after the break.
Well, forget about it because I actually haven't done shit. So maybe we should just gloss over it.
Did you do anything interesting?
Did I do anything interesting? You tell me.
I can't. I wasn't here. So right.
No, of course, obviously.
You said you tell me like you were just showing me a tattoo on your stomach.
But in fact, I sort of hurt my back.
Did you hurt your back?
I have what appears to be like some sort of bruised back for seemingly no reason other than old age.
The long nights, dude. How late did you stay out last night?
Oh, forget about it, dude.
2 a.m.? 3 a.m.? 4 a.m.?
Up.
1?
No. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, less than 4. I should have said down.
Did you?
4 was too late.
Did you get late night food or did you get late night sex?
Nice, dude.
You gotta choose one.
I got these cracked pepper baked lentil chips.
And I went to
not town, because obviously I don't want to overdo it, even though I was drunk.
You did fuck the shit out of the bag.
Yeah, I'll fuck a bag. I fucked the bag. All right. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names. Spent all week searching for the best 4 questions we can find.
Appreciate that, because I was nary in the shape to hunt for questions.
You were gone. Although, don't weddings end early? Like, weddings end earlier than nights out.
Well, the wedding ended at midnight, but they had shuttle buses that took everybody from the botanical garden where it was to Tortilla Flats in the West Village, where there was just like, you know, they had rented the entire bar.
Oh, I see. So it was like a night out in New York in addition to
we stayed out till 5. And I was, and also like Dave and Jeff and Mikey were there. And
the boys.
And Sarah Schneider was there. The girls. You know, it was just a great time.
And it ended like 18 hours ago. 5 a.m., you say 5 a.m. this morning, basically.
Yeah. I went back to Mike and Sarah's apartment, and we were like going to have like a nightcap or something.
At 6 a.m.?
This is like, I think we walked in at like 4:30 or 5, and as soon as I got there, I was like, what is, no.
And then when was your flight?
Not till 3.
Oh, okay. That's pretty solid. So you got to sleep a little bit.
I slept till noon.
That's good.
Woke up, wanted to die.
All right.
And here I am, still do. I actually feel better, but I still hate myself. All right.
Let's see if you can, at the very least, answer some questions with me. This is a guy's name. I'm a boy. He's a high school boy. What about one of your high school boys that were at the wedding?
Yeah, yeah. We'll only do high school boys from the wedding. Well, I'm going to omit the Twinnovation boys because that's...
They already get enough dap.
Yeah. I'll do Eddie Gaga.
All right. Eddie Gaga writes, "Hey, guys, I'm a boy in high school and I have a little dilemma. I broke up with my girlfriend the other day, and she really hasn't been taking it well. She has been texting me daily, refusing to let our relationship go. We made a plan when we were still together that I would go visit her cottage with her family. Now, 4 days after we broke up, she's bringing it up again? To make matters worse, and to make me feel much more guilty, her super nice mom is willing to pay for my bus down there. They're not in an ideal financial situation, so this is a decently big offer. Anyway, what should I do? If I went with her, I'm sure she would end up making moves on me or making me feel bad for breaking up with her. Is it impolite to just say no to her parents' offer or to something that she was really looking forward to? Fucking help me, guys. Cheers, Eddie Gaga."
I can't believe this Eddie Gaga character is even entertaining the idea of taking them up. I'm sure that she'll make me feel guilty or make move. Yes, of course.
What's the other option is just like pretending you guys are together for another weekend where right. she, but then she would make moves.
Yeah.
She's either angry or you guys pretend you're together again.
Like, she doesn't have some ulterior motive that he doesn't know. He's like, I think there's like something a little more than meets the eye about yeah. this invite.
I hate to read between the lines here, yes, but it seems like she's still into it.
She clearly is trying to get, I mean, don't do that. That's crazy.
Right. And what's making him consider it is that it was a super nice offer. Not that it was a lot of money, but that they're not in a great financial place, so that the offer, relatively speaking, was a very nice one.
Yeah. And so now you want them to go broke a little bit?
Yeah, isn't it?
To be polite?
I feel bad. They don't have a lot of money, so this offer is a great one.
Yeah, I feel guilty enough to actually make them spend the little money they have.
Yeah, there's actually the sentimental value is through the roof. I feel bad not cashing it in.
I have been in this situation. I've gone on vacations with exes before.
Gone on vacations with exes?
Yeah.
Where did you go with your ex?
I think there was one relationship I was in where we were like constantly kind of like together and breaking up.
Yeah, in and out.
Yeah.
They call it the hamburger relationship.
You know what? Full disclosure, I think I've done this in at least three of my relationships.
Okay, so you're not outing anyone.
Yeah, and it's never ever been like a good thing. So, and that's why I'm not judging you completely, Eddie Gaga. But
he's also young; he's in high school.
Oh yeah, I mean, I did this when I was in high school for sure. So I'm telling you, as a 31-year-old who's probably done it as recently as 5 years ago,
5 minutes ago.
Don't
Nantucket do it. Was that right?
I was on vacation with three of my exes, actually.
It was with your parents after you emancipated yourself. They still wanted you to go.
Yeah. Because they love me or some shit.
Anyway, what should I do? Don't go. Don't hang out with your exes. Mm-hmm. There's only one reason people still hang out, and that's because they're probably still interested in you.
I think there's like a misconception. It's easy to misconstrue this, mm-hmm. that like hanging out with your ex and giving them time and all that stuff is something nice because they're so sad and kind of the one thing that can make them happy is spending more time with you.
Right.
But the hard truth is that once you've decided to break up with someone, the nicest thing you can do is
disappear.
Stay broken up. Yeah, just be broken up.
And so you tell her, I really want to do the nice thing. And then she's like, great, so we leave in 2 days and the bus ticket is X, Y, and Z to the cottage.
Of course. We'll tell your parents I'm not going to just take a bus. I'd like to fly private. And if they don't want to foot that bill, then it's not really a nice offer.
It is a cottage after all. What is a cottage? Is it a house?
Yeah, it's probably maybe like a quaint house, like a country house.
So a cottage is just a type of house.
I guess so, yeah. There's a cottage style.
So there can be a cottage style house in LA.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's just the type of architecture.
I guess so, yeah.
And cottage cheese
is also, yeah, it's just
a, I was gonna say not cheese. That yeah, yeah, it's not a house that looks like, or it's not right. cheese made out of.
I feel like you shouldn't have to have gone on this journey.
Got it.
We
no,
shouldn't
yeah,
even be talking about it.
You can't like make just, a house out of cottage cheese. Like it's just the word cottage.
Now I see where your brain has been this entire time.
And it is a stinky, stinky room. Walls are curdling. There's dripping dairy and curds from the ceiling.
I didn't realize it was a cheese house. Yeah. You should check it out.
All right. Here's another question about exes and breaking up. That's kind of the other side of things. So I thought we should pair it up.
I love it.
This is a girl writing.
Oh, great. Let's
sorry, a chick.
Okay.
A dame.
Come on.
A bird.
Let's do the bride herself, Christine.
Wow.
Or as we called her in high school, X-teen.
Very nice. And was she a beautiful bride?
She was a beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous.
I've seen some really nasty little brides, and I've mentioned it.
Yeah, during the wedding.
I've said,
if anybody has a reason these two should not be wed, yeah. Because she's a butt-ugly bride.
She makes an ugly bride. And it's not that I don't like the dress and the makeup, because like I actually think that helps a lot of people.
It's one day that everyone deserves to feel beautiful, and you are there.
So for the wedding hashtag, I think we should change it to ugly bride. It already is ugly bride. Well, then. Then we're all on the same page. All right, this lady, Christine, writes, my ex and I broke up about 6 months ago. As breakups go, it was pretty mutual, and we were both on the same page. We decided to stay friends, which I had no real hope for, assuming it's just something you say to make yourself feel better during the breakup. However, in the past 6 months, he's been chatting to me pretty frequently. The conversations are usually initiated by him, especially in the beginning. We stay away from personal stuff, but the conversations are definitely longer and more frequent than would be expected among exes. Now, I've been out of town for the better part of the 6 months for work and travel and whatever, and I know he's casually seeing this other girl, which I'm more or less okay with because I've kept pretty busy myself, if you know what I mean. However, that's right. However, I know that this girl has to leave town about the same time that I'll be coming back permanently. I would be lying if I said I didn't still have at least mixed feelings for him. We dated for a long time, and there was a lot of good in our relationship. Does the fact that he keeps talking to me mean that he might have feelings for me too? Or does he just actually want to be friends and likes me as a friend but has no romantic or sexual interest in me at all? Was the girl he was with just a casual rebound? I can't imagine she would be okay knowing how frequently we've been talking, but that's just an assumption. I don't know. Am I reading too much into this? Is he just being friendly? Is he being normal and I'm being insane? Is he sending me signals in any way? Or am I just taking this way too far? Help! Love, Christine.
She did go a little insane towards the end of the email.
I don't know. Help. Furious. Oh, I should say that this was typewritten and faxed to us.
Oh, right.
I totally forgot we had a fax.
Yeah, you guys. So the email for the show is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And if you want to fax us, it's just
212-555-8788.
Yeah. So we probably check our faxes more.
Infrequently, for sure.
Just because be sure you send a cover page.
We're out of toner is all. So we're out of toner and then fax paper. But this is the last one that came in. Do you remember your first experience with a fax?
Yeah.
It was like before the internet. It was amazing.
It still is kind of fucking crazy to me.
Right. But now with email, like email is also crazy. But like the fact that you send images and it prints out of my fax.
I think that's pretty fucking crazy.
I guess everything is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Life.
So, have you ever experienced this fuzzy post 6 months still talking mixed feelings about the other person?
I'm really like a cut and run type of dude, you know?
Yeah. When it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
I've never hooked up with an ex-girlfriend.
Right. I mean, I've like broken up and gotten back together with some of my earliest girlfriends, but in my mature life, I'm never ever gone back.
Right. But if this guy is texting, is there a chance he just wants to be friends?
I don't think so.
Right. I don't see someone texting if this is the girl listening, I don't see someone texting you and it being completely innocuous, him not wanting to hook up in any way.
Yeah, for sure. It's charged. It's loaded. It's there are underlying feelings. There is tension there.
Yeah. And also, I can sense that you're not entirely okay with his new relationship because you said, which I'm more or less okay with. And then you also said, is she just a casual rebound? Yeah. Like, how would we know that? You just want her to be a casual rebound so that you feel better so that you can hook up with this guy a little bit more guilt-free.
Right.
I think what's
more
happening...
More or less okay with it, I suppose.
What's happening, in my humble opine, is that this guy's sort of doing what I would do, which is, I'm not going to make any moves. I'm just going to constantly make myself aware. Oh, I'm texting you. Hey, how's it going? Oh, I'm doing this. I'm making myself available to you.
Making her aware.
So that she can fire the bullet. She right. can make the move. But he's not going to do it. And maybe
he doesn't want to feel guilty about cheating on this casual maybe fling.
Right. But when in fact, whether you cheated on her because you did it or because you put yourself in a situation like mm-hmm. that, it doesn't – the ends don't justify the means. If right. you cheated on your lady, it doesn't matter if you went out actively and pursued it or if you put yourself in a situation where you got drunk next to an ex girlfriend and one thing led to another.
Here,
I guess that's
brother.
A little bit easier to explain to her. Maybe that's what he wants to do.
Maybe, yeah. It's
like she's like, so how did it happen? Well, we just met up and we got drunk and mistakes happened rather than like, so how did it happen? Well, I've actively been pursuing her and I asked her out several times and yeah. she eventually came.
But I mean, like, all that other stuff, it does come to light in like a really bad way because she's like, why would you get together with your ex? Like, oh, well, we've kept in touch. Let me see your messages. Oh my God, you talk to her all the time. You know, like I said before, break up, you know?
Breaking up is hard to do, but it's necessary to do. So don't do what she did. Don't say what she said. Oh, I meant said. Sorry about your friend.
Oh, I'm puking again. Hold on.
Related? Any relation to the rap? Specific questions she asked. Does the fact that he keeps talking to me mean that he might have feelings for me too?
Yes.
Yes. Does he actually just want to be friends? Probably not. Was the girl that he was with just a casual rebound? No. She meant a lot to him and still does. I can't imagine she would be happy knowing... This sounds like a threat now that I'm reading it again. I can't imagine she would be happy knowing how frequently we've been talking. Brian.
Yeah, this girl is still like lording something over his new girlfriend's head right now.
You think there's like some...
You just need to stop thinking about your ex. Like, if you stop thinking about him, then like all of his reaching out and like who he's dating and what he's thinking, then you can actually move on. She hasn't moved on. She's still thinking about him all the time.
Yeah,
She's obsessing over this dude that she broke up with 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So live your life, baby.
Or just get back together with them.
No.
Okay.
No.
Am I reading into this too much? No, probably
yes.
not. Well, she's not like saying mate.
Oh,
reading
sorry,
into
I
it.
Said, yeah,
she's reading into it an appropriate amount.
Well, I yeah, sure. I guess to interpret it that way, you're correct.
So I'll just say, make a decision. Either go for it or not. Don't live in this gray area. That's what the gray area is. What keeps you up at night.
Yeah.
The gray area is when you're like tossing and turning. You don't know what you want. You don't know what he wants. You don't know if he wants what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself first and foremost, and then you can be honest with him. But first, you have to figure out what you want.
Right.
All right. Those are the two ex-boyfriend, girlfriend questions. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more questions after this.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness nah. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we're back.
What's up? What's up?
I posted, or I should say we posted, well, the HeadGum YouTube posted our London live show, which was set to pictures of our London live show taken by Tom Corbishley.
Tom, the man.
A kind of a fun slideshow retrospectus way to listen to a bonus episode that you might not have listened to yet.
Relive the night.
So that's at youtube.com/HeadGum.
While you're there, subscribe to our channel because we're going to be posting videos from now on, you know, just every once in a while.
We bought lights for the studio. We recorded the Bo Burnham episode. We're starting to record other episodes. So all those videos for everything are at HeadGum's YouTube channel. We're also traveling very soon. Good are you Lord. Are you okay with that? Actually, not very soon. So I think there's a chance you might stay in Los Angeles for the next couple weeks.
Why?
Unless you have trips I don't even know about.
I'm going to Utah on September 5th.
That's close. That's at least, it's only one time zone away. But our next big trip is to Toronto at the end of September.
Yeah.
So get your tickets at ifireeshow.com. And then on October, we're going to Minneapolis, Chicago, and Detroit.
Toronto, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Detroit. That's some fun cities.
Those are cold cities, but fortunately, we're going in warm weather times.
Yeah. Will the leaves have started to change by then?
I'm going to email the mayor of Detroit and ask him. I don't know if
just Google it. But
what's that?
Never mind.
Google the mayor's email address. Detroit mayor email.
Didn't we tweeted a comptroller one time?
No, we tried to get the mayor of Austin on Josh Rubin's live podcast. Oh,
no, I was talking when we were trying to name our LLC Trust Fall, and my dad said that we needed this somebody's like office to sign off on it, but it was going to take us like 6 weeks.
Oh, we had to email the comptroller.
Oh man, that's good.
Should we make a parody about it?
Could so? Oh my god, I think we should.
What is a comptroller? That's so weird. The definition of comptroller is a controller.
Really?
So I'll go out on a limb and say comptroller, not a necessary word. You just added the letter P and it means what it meant without the P.
Comptroller.
That's like saying a treep is, tree. What does it mean? It's a tree. A comptroller.
Comptroller. I love it.
We should do it, dude.
We should do
it,
man.
We don't do parodies anymore. We haven't written a parody song in a while.
That's what we got the YouTube channel for, man.
Oh, we could do a full music video.
A full comptroller parody.
That would be a little off-brand, but not terribly so. anything else that we should mention? What happened? You already talked about your vacation.
You already talked about your week. Well, yeah. You didn't really.
Yeah, but
it was fine.
Yeah, I guess nothing really happened. I did get new shoes. I guess that was a highlight. Worked a lot in this office.
Shoes are good.
Yeah, shoes are right. Shoes are tight. I'm going to hold off saying what they are. Hopefully they'll send me 50 pairs if we decide that we can mention it on the show.
That's a good idea. You work out this week? You're exercising?
Yeah, yeah.
Treating your body right?
I've been trying to climb and eat better since returning from our European adventure.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
What about you?
Nantucket's always pretty healthy because it's all family-cooked meals.
Right.
Working out with my bro.
Uh-huh.
But then...
You do look a little hog fat, I was going to say.
Yeah.
What did you gain? 45 pounds, it looks like?
I gained 48 pounds.
So you were... What were you before Nantucket?
I was around 160. Now I'm just above 200.
And that was in 6 days.
Yeah, which is pretty...
A lot of it does honestly look like hog fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow.
I am a swine man.
Yeah. It's insane to see somebody put on so much hog fat in less than a week.
It's true.
Because it's been 6 days.
Yeah, I'm a pig.
Yeah. And your skin is starting to turn a little pink and rubbery.
I actually
hairy.
Have a curly little tail on my ass.
Yeah, let me see that.
Yeah, here. You want me to wiggle?
Bing.
Yeah, you can bing. Flick it. There it is.
Okay, so you are just turning into a swine. Okay. All right.
Shit, he's full pig.
Do you want to try to answer a few more questions?
Yeah.
Do you want to answer one about grandmas or one about blowjobs?
Ooh.
Why don't we do grandma first and end
with
the
blowjob?
Actually, it's the same question.
Grandma's to get me in the mood.
Sorry, it's the same question. Yeah.
Awesome.
all right, this is a guy. Too big to untie.
Let's do
I go on to ta ta tang.
The groom himself, John.
Put your hands together for John.
You know, John was such a classic groom. I told him that he looked exactly like the groom from the top of the wedding cake.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, you know, you're the third person that said that to me. And I was like, then I think it's definitely true.
What, he just had a nice classic all-American look?
Yeah, he's just an all-American dude with a great head of jet black hair.
Yeah, and then
cummerbund.
John, no H or H?
OH.
Oh, yeah.
He is a classic man. He's got some new age fuckface, John.
Like Gabrus or some
shit. He's a Harvard man.
all right. Hey, guy, John writes, hey, guys, love the podcast. Let's start this email with a description of my situation. My grandma lives with my mom, my dad, and I, and she's super nice and laid back. She always knows how to get what she wants. My grandma would convince my parents to bring her places super far when we could have spent time and gas doing more important things. She has a laptop that she uses just to go on news sites and listens to classical music very loudly. This laptop is way faster than mine and runs the computer games on hers way faster. My cousin dropped by and brought this amazing PC that can run my games amazingly, but she claimed the computer first. Now she has two computers and brags about it to me while I play games that load as slow as two dead snails fucking on top of shit that smells like air conditioner. That's shit that the air conditioner is emitting. She also took the printer that she never uses. So my question is, How do I at least get one of these things, if possible? I would like the PC, but anything would be great at this point. Thanks again for your advice, show, and sorry for the longest email ever written.
Good news, buddy. When grandma dies, you're going to get all of it.
You're going to get the laptop. You're going to get the PC. She has a laptop and a freaking PC.
And a printer that she doesn't use.
She has a compact Presario and a 5-in-1 workstation. She doesn't know how to scan. She doesn't know how to fax.
It is quite charming that she listens to classical music and browses the news.
Yeah. And I also like the idea of a grandma that sort of trolls her little her little shit of a grandson.
I claim this computer.
Oh, I can have it, right? I'm old and frail. And then she looks at the son and winks at him.
You fucking loser.
You little pissant. How are the games going?
Grandma's gonna fart on your head.
I don't know what it's like to have a child, let alone the child. Your child has a child.
Oh, man.
Like, imagine that. Like, imagine being, I've never even been proud. I really haven't ever been proud.
Jesus.
When would I have ever been proud?
When would I have felt pride of myself?
When do I feel pride to me? What makes me proud? Because I hear parents all the time being like, my child is proud, or I'm proud of my child.
I have a proud son.
He is prideful, and I am proud of his pride. I am proud of his pride.
We're the prouds.
So what the fuck do I, why, when would I feel pride? What's an example of me feeling pride?
Like when we finished the Jake and Amir web series, did you feel pride?
But that's me. I'm proud of me. I am proud of me.
You mean like you never feel proud of somebody else?
Right, yeah.
You never, when your brother, like, got married, you didn't feel proud of him?
Does it work if somebody's older than you? Can you feel proud of your dad?
Yes.
When have you felt proud of your
dad? My dad? Never. But you can. I feel proud of my mom all the time.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, it makes even less sense. Like, what does it mean? Are you just happy for them?
Well, proud isn't like a condescending feeling. Yeah, pride is like,
joy,
pride in somebody. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the actual dictionary definition of pride is.
Oh, it's just ride. Yeah, it's pride.
Yeah,
it says
you can only and you can only have it of younger people.
Holy shit! You have to be smaller than them if you want to feel pride to them.
Joy in somebody else's success.
A feeling of deep pleasure derived from one's own achievements. Wait, own achievements?
Well, I guess that's pride.
The achievements or the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated.
There you go.
So you feel pleasure based on somebody else's
deep
success.
Pleasure.
It has to be deep.
Yeah.
A deep, deep pride. Anyway, I guess I'll...
How did you even get onto pride? Because this question had nothing to do with pride. It's just like, grandma has two computers.
It made me think about how I don't... I can't understand what it's like to have a grandchild because I don't even understand what it's like to have a son, let alone my son make a son. Anyway, this girl's son made a son and now she's fucking trolling him, which I assume is how I would react, but I don't know. Maybe this grandma isn't proud enough of her boy.
Maybe grandma doesn't even know how bad you want the computer.
The question is, how does he get at least one of these things? He wants the laptop. He wants the PC.
She doesn't have like a fucking workstation, does she? Doesn't it seem like if she's on her laptop, you could say, hey, grandma, can I play computer games on your computer?
No! I'm on the PC!
can I play on your laptop?
No, because I'm emailing too. I need my PC. I'm setting up a freaking LAN party, but I don't want to slow shit down when I'm on the news. So I need the laptop. I need the PC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you could probably just ask her.
Yeah. What about asking your parents? That way it's like, mommy and daddy said that I get to use the PC, actually.
And you actually live with them, so they make the rules, grandma.
I feel like we're both their kids in some fucking weird way.
I'm sorry. It's like you're my older sister, and yeah. Yeah. What they say goes, their house, their rules. As long as we're under their roof,
give me your fucking laptop.
I don't
consider, old hag.
I don't think of age difference as like a positive or not minus. We're both equidistant from my parents, and we both have to listen to them based on that age difference.
Can I use your printer?
First and foremost, I'd like to print a banner. Let me print a fucking banner, Grandma. Get off me.
You're hurting me, Grandma.
All right. I'm afraid you'll have to talk to her.
Yeah.
Ugh, the worst. God.
Talk to your grandmother.
Oh. All right. Last question.
About blowjobs.
About the blowjays. This one's interesting. Ready? Oh. One last guy's name.
Frankie
writes, I got an issue that I would like the solution to. As opposed to the other kind, where you don't care about the solution.
Right.
Definitely not a deal breaker, but my fiancé doesn't like to swallow. So, as you can imagine, blowjobs aren't a regular occurrence, or really doesn't happen at all, outside of foreplay. She wasn't very experienced in that area when we started dating. She's gotten better, but I'd still love a surprise BJ to completion every now and then. We've openly talked about the subject in my fantasy of Roadhead. She just has an aversion to swallowing. How do I change her mind so that I can seize the cheese? Frankie.
Why do you care if she swallows?
Isn't that an interesting thing, the did she swallow thing?
Yeah, I remember that used to be a real big question we would ask in high school and college.
Like, it's as far as the blowjob is complete, and then it's like, yeah, but where does she put the semen? Did she spit it out, or did she swallow the semen? Like, as far as your dick is concerned, the blowjob is over.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this is two different issues. One is blowjob to completion, and the other is swallowing. Like,
right?
Maybe think swallow. Some, I mean, it's a fetish, I guess. Like, some people think swallowing's hot.
So, like, oh, like, yeah, I get. I mean, you can't really. That's a huge ask. That's the most sexual thing.
I'm not even sure I think swallowing is hot anymore.
Because then it's like.
Because then it's like, I wouldn't do that. It's a little, that's, like, hey, I didn't ask you to do that. That probably tasted really bad. You didn't have to do that.
And then it's like empty calories, you know? So it's like, why don't we just have rice cakes or some shit afterwards? And then there's the, like, I don't know. Yeah, it is a little, I don't know. Maybe it's like an age thing. As we grow older, it becomes less and less sexy. But it is like the stigma or stereotype around swallowing is that it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, you ask and then. The bragging thing is saying, yeah, she swallowed.
Right, which is so weird. I don't get it, really. But
can you ask somebody to swallow?
No, don't do that. But, I mean, you could maybe say that, like, I think it's really hot when people do, and then see if that, like, influences them to give it a shot. But I think... It doesn't matter. Like, if you really want a blowjob to completion, there's no rule that says she has to swallow your cum.
That is the ultimate completion. So, like, if she runs to the bathroom and then you get to
watch as you shit it out later.
Incomplete. And then... She did not make a full football motion. I am not counting that.
Let's go to the replay.
Yeah.
She drooled it.
It is an incomplete stash. She's gotten better, but I'd love a surprise BJ to completion every now and then.
I mean, that's a real issue. You know, people, I think, who stay in long relationships sometimes will tend to have less oral sex, you know, going both ways.
Right, because once you have sex, it feels like blowjob is a step back in a way. Like, it's in the bases, blowjob isn't a home run.
Well, it's just, I guess it's like, you know, when you're in a relationship, who has the time? Let's just get to the point.
Let's get to the part where both of us are happy.
But I think you could, aside from a discussion, which it sounds like you guys have already had, you should just start surprise going down on her every once in a while.
Mm.
You reintroduce oral sex into your relationship the way that you know how, and then she will likely step up and, you know, match your efforts.
This guy said, there's no way in hell I'd ever go down on my fiance. It's gross down there.
That's classic. And yeah. I want her to swallow the cloudy juice that comes out of my cock.
She has to taste it. Oh, Imagine that. Yeah.
It's not, yeah. I mean, it's not appealing, but you like the way a vagina tastes.
That's true.
So there you go. Just try to picture that. You know, you're.
I wonder what the percentage. There's probably no census or statistics or average on this of swallow versus spit, but it's got to be like, what would you guess? 20% over under?
20% swallow?
Swallow.
Yeah, I guess 20 or 25%.
That's awesome. Let me, again, email the mayor of Detroit.
Sure.
Do you remember the first question we had, or should I just go straight into the good stuff?
Yeah, just this one.
Just the.
It was something.
How many loads?
Oh, foliage.
Oh yeah,
just add as a PS afterwards.
So I'll be like, when do the leaves turn autumnal orange or yellow?
Yeah, when does the sky catch fire in your fair city?
PS, of all the loads that hit a throat, how many slide all the way down?
What does your wife do?
Oh, PPS, if you have an Airbnb in the Detroit area, I'd love to get some recommendations about that.
Of course.
Perfect. All right, cool. The end. Those are the four questions. Much like Passover, the four questions are over. Jake is the youngest child, so it is at the end of every episode, Jake sings the four questions from the Passover story. If you have your own questions, your own theme song, your own anything, the email address for all of that is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Tony Patty, and this closing one is really sweet. It's written and performed by Abby and Steph. Thanks, Abby and Steph, and thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough. Soon enough.
Dear If I Were You Show, I'm in a sticky situation. I've written you this email that's in need of some attention. I've been told that I'm a 10. There's this girl who's a fair 9. She's really kind of dumb, but that beauty's so divine. Been talking quite a bit and boned a couple times. But I'm a Tinder addict, can't get it off my mind. So should I just keep swiping, make this dumb hole mine? Oh, did I mention I boned a sister this one time? Dear If I Were You Show, I'm in a sticky situation. I've written you this email that's in need of some attention. I'm off to college in the fall, I can't make up my mind. If I should keep my boyfriend, please help me to decide. I guess he's got some good points, big dig for a star. But will he stay faithful or go and break my heart? Then there's the college guys, I think they'd see me right. Maybe his dick's not that big, could try freshman one night. Then there's option C, he'd never have to know what I do when I'm away or who the hell I bone. Dear If I Were You Show, I'm in a sticky situation. I've written you this email that's in need of some attention.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.